GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.
Marcus Mathan. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mathan. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mathan on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mathan and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Mathan. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And we got that sun back out. We got that energy back out. I hope the traffic wasn't too hindering. Whatever. Hope it didn't slow you down too much. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
I am, man. I'm in the building today. Ready to go. Excited. A lot going on. We have Nikki V in here. Nikki V's been up. I did hear a conversation earlier, though, that me and Nick must have been on the same wavelength. I know.
Speaking of wavelengths.
Yeah, okay. Now you're charity in it, okay? That's getting ridiculous.
What?
You looking at me, making eye contact, spinning your drink.
No, you saw the sediment.
Because charity yesterday was like, I've been telling you, you need the surgery. You know, they say the surgery helps that.
That's not worse than old girl going straight to gallbladder on me.
No, that is true, because I actually am having issues, like, when I'm like, oh, man, you know. So the Mucinex is going to handle it. I'm good.
Ginger. Why do you keep turning down my microphone?
I'm trying to get your levels right. I don't know. Like, it shows that you guys are really hot over here.
See, I sound much better to myself right now than I did a minute ago.
I sound terrible right now. I sound hollow.
That's your baseline, Marcus. No, we're working with. I'm just kidding.
Okay, improve it.
No, I'm just
produce. Yeah, producer.
But anyways, I did hear Nick and
there we go.
He was doing the Diener show this morning, which Nick's doing.
He's pulling the shift,
pulling a long shift today. So kudos to him. But we must have been kindred spirits last night, because Nick, I ducked out about 9:30. And I didn't wake up.
Were you
this
high
morning.
On pain pills too?
No, but I was just like, I'm crashing. Now I did wake up at like 5 yesterday and took my mother-in-law. I told that story, but and then like I said, I worked out hard yesterday, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm like just walking around dizzy all the time, but like I've had a couple flashes where it's like, oh man,
You don't have perfect.
Like you can feel something's not. Like even right now, since I did something getting out of the truck, and like I was kind of like, I haven't fully shifted back yet.
I always describe it as like if I'm looking this way and I move, it's like
Yeah.
It's like the lens takes 1 second to catch back
like,
up.
It's like, I don't like
it's
this.
It's like buffering.
And somebody's probably like, it's probably when you took off spinning the other day trying to prove a point. Like, yes, that might be. But no, it was, I just crashed. I was watching AEW last night. And great show, by the way. And I don't know if you've watched Darby versus Jeff Hardy yet.
No, I didn't. I was watching the hockey game and passed out.
Yeah, I got to get that too. I might have to. It was pretty good. But anyways, I was like, man, you know. And so I laid down about 9:30. I finished watching Darby and Jeff. I crashed, dude. And I didn't wake up this morning until 8:20.
You slept from 9:30 to 8:20?
And that's crazy for me. I don't sleep like that, dude.
Dude, I was like, something's going around. Like,
I heard you saying that this morning. I'm like, dude, that's exactly what I
Biscuit
did.
Biscuit felt like crap. I feel like crap. You feel like crap. Like,
Now listen. Hang on. Time out.
Or you might be like, you know.
Like, tired. Okay.
Felt like crap.
I was in the. I mean, I did 7 miles in the gym yesterday. Like, let's
not just lump everybody into the same.
I'm not
crap
saying
building.
You didn't. You know, I'm not saying you're debilitating.
I'm not running around here with a stimulator on. Like, I mean, like, let's not. I'm still a functional human being. Okay.
I'm not running anywhere. I'm shuffling and waddling like a freaking penguin that got shot. It's ridiculous.
I just don't want to lump me into the everybody's just on the couch.
Okay. All right.
I'm not in top. Steve's saying I'm not in top tip top, you know, superhuman condition.
And in our show, we've kind of done something a lot of people don't do. We kind of let people in a step closer sometimes to our life. Mm-hmm. Than most people would.
Too much,
probably too much at times.
Listen, but it's been listen, to the people who enjoy real regular life, I think we've enhanced their life. You know
I like to go through this with somebody. I'm like, hey, I've never done this before. Like, I'm feeling this little vertigo thing. It's kind of
and especially
weird.
a lot of uncertainty, you know, like I said, we still got contracts to, if we kill each other over COVID, we're not going to blame each other.
Yes. Yes.
Did you know that, Nikki?
Or Nick.
Steve,
if we haven't killed Nick by now, we're not going to.
Listen, we have signed contracts that I'm not going to blame you because, you know, we studioed it through the entire thing.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
I think we help the world stay a little normal. By every day, them being able to wake up and see us, you know, two people having regular conversation on the YouTube channel, and then, but we're like, if you kill me, I'm not gonna blame you, okay?
Did you guys like sign it in blood, spit shake?
Or it was just I release all rights, you know, all.
Nick, you'll like this. I still think one of the most truthful moments, I say during COVID. I mean, I know obviously it still can be an issue, but it was like in the height of it was me and my buddy's dad, Clay's dad, right? Mm-hmm. It's at the beginning of this, and I mean, what do you want me to say? We're both Republicans. He's like, look, we're standing at the front of Kroger. We're like, you know, he's like, I mean, y'all, all this stupid stuff. Like,
y'all were still like your boy, Denver. No, you talk.
Yeah.
You talk.
I'm talking.
What's his name? Say his name.
Wait, who?
Center for Utah.
Oh, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. And I'm talking before, like, a million, you know, thousands of people passed away stuff. Yeah. You know, like, I'm talking before this was, like, a real, you know, because I can have compassion on that, you know. But it was like, it's stupid. It's never going to be, you know, we're just kind of like, I mean, look at these people. They got this stuff on. So, anyways, we're in the lobby, Nick, and we're just bouncing around like, yeah, how stupid is all this? Anyways, I'm like, all right, man, I'm going to get out of here. Both of us simultaneously turned to the hand sanitizer. We look at each other, and Clay's dad looks at me, and he says what I'm thinking. He's like, just in case. But on the off chance we're wrong,
I'm not a complete.
Let's go ahead and sanitize up. It was just such a truthful moment of like, we talk all this crap, but you know, we don't know what's going on here yet.
So still believing. Yeah. Yeah, still trust a little bit of science.
It's like we both forgot the other one was there. You know, it's like you run and you talk all this stuff, and then it was like, let me, you
know. It's the most wholesome human moment.
Yeah, it was like, I love that. Just in case. Yeah, you know.
Okay, so Nikki, who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Probably.
Hey, before you even answer, that Rangers crowd.
Dude, that was awesome.
Wow. Nick, it made me, I'm not going to say he knocked me off my stance.
Yum Center, Michigan State, shut that down.
Listen, but it shook me.
Michigan State.
It shook me a little bit, man. If you haven't saw the clip, I retweeted it of the, I think it was the Rangers, right?
Yeah, Rangers, yeah. Okay. They scored 3 goals in 3 minutes.
Yes, yeah. And like, and that crowd was bananas. I was like,
I'm not convinced, Steve.
I'm not saying I'm fully convinced yet, but I'm like, I can imagine being in that moment if you were passionate. Even if you're not passionate, if you just
Memphis Grizzlies whooped that trick was better.
I mean, it's up there. No, that's what I say. But I think, well, I'm not saying I put them above
it. I know. I'm just,
but I'm saying I was so dismissive.
Right.
The whoop that trick was pretty funny.
It made me go.
That's pretty good.
It made me go, maybe I shouldn't be so dismissive.
Right.
Because that's pretty awesome.
Right.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that should be your go-to GIF. Like, you should have that on your phone.
Right, like, this is my...
Every time you have a hockey conversation...
You make every playoff hockey game that.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, this is... Because it was
this,
like...
Yeah, this is every game.
The defense rest.
Actually, you should say, this is regular season,
and
too.
I do have a friend who actually... He lives in Louisville, and he has season tickets to the Predators, right?
Right.
And he was like, dude... Like, I talked to him yesterday, and he was like, dude, like... Bridgestone gets insane.
Oh my god,
yeah, he was like, and he's like, during the playoffs, he's like, it's and the way he explained it was, he was like, there's almost an expectation in NHL playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, even he was like okay, he's like, Steve, think of it like this, he's like, even if you're like a 50% hockey fan, mm-hmm. he's like, when you go to a playoff game, it's like an event, and you know I'm expected to just be insane. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he's like, the 50% fans turn into 100%
culture. Mm-hmm.
He's like, in the 100% take it up to 200%.
Listen, right. And the zero gets up to 25 or 50.
Even. He's like, basically, he's like, if you went, you would be like, you know, like, I'm in. Yay. You know, let's go Preds or whatever.
I just saw the most 90s outfit you ever seen.
I saw it. I saw it through the window.
I caught the tail end of that. I hope that guy gets back in.
It was a Notre Dame dark blue and green, head to toe, the green hat, the dark blue shirt, the bright green shorts. It was just the 90s head to toe.
I need that guy to come back.
Speaking of off the, like, kind of off the straight and narrow, okay, name some cities in Mexico.
Juarez.
Popular. Okay, keep going.
Mexico City.
Okay.
Acapulco.
No, one that's known for being kind of wild.
Cancun.
Not Cancun. Wild, like...
No. Tijuana.
Yeah,
Tijuana.
That's a good one.
It's two guys. I don't know if y'all seen this.
The game. Baseball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Wait, what is this now?
Baseball game. Tijuana. Dude, look, two. Let's just. Is WASP still. Is that a term you're allowed to use? Like, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
I use WASP all the time.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, okay. I don't
know. Yeah, WASP EMF-er. Yeah.
Okay, because. Really traditional looking white male. Two of them are sitting in the middle of where did we say it?
It was Tijuana.
Tijuana. They said, we decided to catch a baseball game down in Tijuana, right? And it's him. Of course, they're showing themselves in the little camera, and they're not making any. They're not drawing any attention, but they're kind of like, okay, this is me.
I just don't know how expensive those are. I don't want chances.
This is me. This is my homeboy. They're just popcorn. They start showing video around this. It looks like it's a DMX concert. It's
just wild.
It's insane. I mean, their lights are flashing. Their real stadium lights are flashing. They got cheerleaders. They have five
like
mascots.
You would legitimately have to give a epilepsy warning.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yes. Like seriously, like
it looks like a rave.
Yeah.
It looks like a rave.
How do I find this video? I typed in Tijuana baseball white guys and nothing's coming up.
I'm blown away.
Look, I don't know, but
when you do see the video, I mean, I'm sure, like I said, I probably sent it to myself or sent it to Steve or anything, whatever it was, Cancun or Tijuana baseball game. Bless you.
No, I drink. I took it down a place it should not be.
Oh,
and yeah. Whoa. So
you don't ever drink your drinks.
That game,
your energy drinks,
is like live.
Gets
live.
In your system faster.
They say it gets in your system faster. You just funnel.
Because that's what's needed.
We chug them.
Let's see. It says take a couple Benadryl, fluid on the air. My guy Twami from Twitter, who I need to. To catch you over at Fiesta Time soon. We have a meeting at Fiesta Time, so we're going to get together.
Fair enough.
He says it's all ear, nose, or, you know, sinuses. So he said ENT. So, but yeah, it was.
Why won't you go? Hey, y'all. I don't care. Listen, I know it's sports. Relax.
Somebody said St. Louis Blues.
Steve, these are absolutely not expensive at all.
They didn't look it, but I didn't want to offend you. I was like, those are probably like, you know, one of those, speaking of Tijuana, they were like,
that's not Tijuana. No, that's Dade County.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was the guy. I was like, babe, we don't belong here.
Like, I ruined your train of thought. Oh, I would know. I was going to say derail. Nikki, yes. I don't listen. Some people, I'm going on my tangent. Leave me alone right now. Or change the channel. I get it. Nikki, I purchased within the last 8 months to a year. It's called an AmChef masticating juicer.
Whoa, hey, don't do that in public.
AmChef, AmChef. AmChef masticating juicer. Okay. If you had $100 gift card, right?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm. That is 90s.
Got the white shoes on too. Might as well be white Reebok Classics on. Listen, if you had $100 gift certificate to a juice bar,
right?
You know, where we say, okay, this juice is for, you know, your vitamin C. If you have a cold, take this juice. If you're having problems at home, take this juice. You know, if you need more energy, take this juice. And you can see the five ingredients, and they literally put the five ingredients right there in front of you, give you a juice, you know, add an apple for sweetness, and you have a sweet juice with celery, carrots, cucumbers, and they say this is perfect for your whatever, right?
Back spasms? Sign me up.
Listen. Anti-inflammatory juices. It will have beets in it. It will have pineapple. It will have this. You know, it'll have more ginger in it. You know, these are real ingredients that help with all these ailments, right? I bought this masticating juicer, right? And you know, everybody buys a health thing. Everybody has some health thing that you use twice and you never use it again, right? I use this masticating juicer. It's got about four pieces. Boom, boom, boom. Stick it in water. Rinses right off. Apple, cucumber, ginger, pineapple, carrot. Spicy juice. You know, 6 to 8 ounce glass. Feel like $1 million, right? For 8 months, Steve, I promise you, incorporate these things into your life. You know, the elements he talks about, I'm like, please incorporate these things into your life.
I'm a believer in natural remedies.
I get so frustrated. And see, I don't even use that word.
By the way, did you see?
Don't use that phrase.
Speaking of natural remedies, did you see Andrea call me her buddy?
Oh, yeah. So,
so I think we're okay.
Well, yeah.
I think we're friends now.
I've said from the jump.
I guess I should say doctor.
You are an above average white man.
Thank you.
Not a mediocre white man.
I think she might believe that now.
I've screamed it from the mountaintops.
No, but my point is the acupuncture and stuff. Like, I'm a big time believer in that.
1,000%.
Stuff.
Yes. 1,000%.
Yeah, like, I'm like, yes, that people need more of that.
This is what people have been surviving off of for hundreds.
Elsewhere in the world, they actually work hand in hand with science and medical stuff. You use natural and everything. Like, I really think that needs to be incorporated.
Well, the joke what I made was, like, she put on there that they were going to be working in, like, the cancer unit. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
I think that's massive. That's phenomenal. A big deal.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, people start doing that.
Yeah, there is so much more knowledge.
Yeah, and I am not knocking, you know, I'm not saying, like, chemo and things like that aren't good. Like, they are very good. And obviously, I mean, they've helped.
Oh, yeah, saved my dad's life. Yeah, but there's something definitely to that,
I'm with you, but I'm begging.
I'm just banging my head against the wall because I'm like, it takes 12 minutes.
Yeah, but it takes 1 minute for us to get a soda from McDonald's. So
or a Sudafed.
Right. What if? I'm serious. If we pay you to make the juice, will you make the juice for Steve and I?
I'm probably gonna do it on the house.
You should bring us in one. You should make a couple smoothies.
No, it can't be one. I'm going to do it. You got to do like 3 days in a row.
You're going to meal prep for us.
I think I'm going to do that. We're going to cheers on the radio.
Now, can we cut the juice with like a nice Diet Coke from McDonald's or, you know,
I'm trying to not do as many. So
I'm trying to cut back too.
All right. Put it this way. No sodas within 5 hours of this of your drinks.
Okay.
But we got to figure out something. I need y'all to incorporate a little bit. Might lift your spirits a little bit.
Hey, for, you know.
See, there you go. Now you're lumping me into like mopey.
I was
going to
say, I'm not mopey.
He's mopey.
Okay, I am. I am the most happy Quasimodo you can be over here. I'm just in pain.
So you get distressed when you get over here. You sounded like you were the happiest man on the planet on the Drew Dina show. Now you're just
because I had to get up and move. I'm in pain.
Sports.
Let's do it.
Where do we start at? The Sword of Damocles is now officially hanging over our football program. Yes. No. Yes.
Wait. What?
No.
Is that where you went?
Kenny Payne says he's going to incorporate some more championship culture into the team.
Ooh, that was an interesting conversation.
Did we ever get a print up of the Packer and Durham, our head coach? He obviously, Packer and Durham, so for those who don't know, Marcus Maben told you within the last 2 months, he said, even before Kenny Payne was hired, if you land Kenny Payne, watch how much the national media, the outside of Louisville media, the uninhibited media, right? Watch how much they start rooting for the University of Louisville to be good. It's almost like how people root for Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I said this to you 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I said this the moment we knew Chris Mack would not be returning to the University of Louisville. I said, a brand like Louisville is cool. You root for Miami. You listen, you laugh kind of, ha-ha, they're in trouble, ha-ha-ha. You know, it serves them right, they're too wild. Then you say, I miss Miami. Mm-hmm. I want Miami to be good again.
Yeah.
When you're not a Miami person, that's how you feel about Miami. Mm-hmm. How many people do you know don't want to see Miami-Notre Dame rivalries look good again? Nobody other than just some Miami haters.
Yeah.
But the national, that's what I'm saying. There are, if you just say 50-year-olds and up who really control the national media, right?
Yeah.
50 and up. Louisville basketball has a very special place in a big window of their life if they love basketball.
Absolutely.
Like, period. Through Rick, through Denny, that's a big part of their basketball lives. They don't want the entire world changing. These are the people who, you know, to give their world some normalcy, they need Miami football to be good.
Yes.
They need Louisville basketball to be good. Kenny Payne, I remember watching him play. I want him coaching. I remember when they won the championship. I was going for that team. This is where we're at. This is how you win back over the national media. I said this. He gets on Packer and Durham. It takes them 4 minutes, if that, to even say, hey, welcome to the show, Kenny Pickett. We're rooting for you.
Well, it was weird listening to him on Packer and Durham, and it's only about 8 minutes. You know what I'm saying? But listening, and I think you might be out of here at 11, so maybe we'll go through some of that, or we can go through some of that before you leave.
I mean, if Nikki had,
yeah, I was gonna say, but I mean, they have.
I mean, we can stay macro here. You know,
it was time. Right, because I mean, we'll have to take a break here in a second, but it was one of those things where one of those interviews where the questions almost were as good as the answers, because it brought you into a world of two dudes who are ACC centric.
Who did it bring into the world? It was almost like an infomercial.
Yeah.
Like, hey, y'all, we know this is a big deal. We've been around. We hear the people who talk about Kenny Payne. Packer and Durham went straight to, man, you get the job and your first hire is Nolan Smith. It blew us out the water. We're like, everybody says, I've been begging everybody to give Nolan Smith a job. I've been begging everybody, blah, 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 blah. Packer and Durham is trying to inform the world about the strength of the ACC potential with this hire, Kenny Payne.
Well, and it seemed as though Packer said, you know, look, it's my first time really meeting Kenny Payne. Mm-hmm. It seems as though Wes Durham might have had a relationship with him already. Mm-hmm. And it was just they were making sure it was like, hey, to your point, Louisville's one of those brands that we root for. We need to be good because the ACC feels down if Syracuse, Duke, Carolina, or Louisville are way down. And if two of them are down, then it really feels like the ACC was bad.
Yep.
And once last year, that was the case, with Syracuse kind of not being great, Louisville not being great. It was like, well, Duke and Carolina were awesome.
Syracuse beat us to death, didn't they?
I can't even remember.
It doesn't matter.
I can't even remember. I do kind of remember the game.
I feel like they beat us to death.
I think they did. I think they did. Yeah, they did. At least pull your pants up, Nick.
I don't know. Nick did excuse himself, people.
He did. He'll be back. But yeah, I mean, they were. It's one of those things. I mean, Duke and Carolina were in the freaking Final Four,
which was a great, great dismount.
And it was a great game. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, but nobody feel. It doesn't feel big. Like, okay, let me go back to SEC football for instance. Do you remember the year Ole Miss and Mississippi State were like carrying the flag, Dak Prescott and those guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was like they were like 1-2 in the country. And it was like,
yeah. Yeah, but where's Bama and LSU?
You know, where's Georgia? Like, you know, it don't feel as big as it does when the big brands are good. ACC football has dealt with this. Miami is probably the biggest brand in ACC football. And yes, I'm including Clemson. And it's like,
you need Florida State to be good.
Yes.
You need Miami to be good.
So, like, we all secretively, when we see Miami getting good, I won't say everybody because somebody be like, I don't. But majority of people are like,
oh, I'm kind of
like, what? Okay.
I want Miami to be back.
What?
Okay. Louisville fan that hates Miami. Give me a reason that Louisville fan hates Miami.
Well, I think Louisville fan.
The only Louisville fan that hates Miami is a Notre Dame fan first / Louisville fan. They hate Miami.
I think it's more of a. I think Louisville fans have more of a competitive rivalry with Miami.
That's my point.
Not a hatred. Miami.
So you know. Yeah, but it's not a rivalry like
I think Louisville fan literally is Stan's dad. The meme, you know, when you get Louisville versus Miami in a top 20 game. It's like, oh, this is awesome. You know, like this is what we want. You know, so yeah, it just.
I hate Miami.
Yeah. Sorry, you know.
Read it.
The
first, I hate Miami.
Texas says, I hate Miami because of Devin Hester. That's what I'm saying.
That's why you love Miami, because he was awesome.
Well, yeah, and that's a competitive rivalry.
Or gamblers, I guess.
Now, I will say this. I think you enjoy beating Miami. as a Louisville fan.
You enjoy Miami or Florida State more?
Ooh, I think Miami. I think Miami.
I think Florida State.
I'll be honest. I think
it's something
just,
about Florida State.
You play Florida State every year, and I think Louisville fans have come to start to expect to beat Florida State.
Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maben, 99 The Ville.
Hey guys, Nicky V here. Just a reminder, check out the brand new Fox Den in the heart of St. Matthews, your home for billiards, bites, and brews, located at 3814 Frankfurt Avenue. Pool tables, chef-inspired pub menu, and live music every day that ends in Y. Swing on by, tell them I sent you.
Been big headed, left Jay with it. Tag, now I'm is it. This is history being made all over. Just when they thought that it was all over. They hating, expect me to fail. Expect me to lose, don't expect me to sell. Well, hell, I got breaking news. Q shine bright like Jacob Jews. I try to help them, but they some ungrateful dudes. They see me on TV making moves. I've been there, done that. Got rich in 1 month, yeah, dumb stacks. I done been through a lot of from that. I learned a lot, I've been waiting for this comeback. Now it's on me, the group split. They said I wouldn't do, but I'm way too creative, too sick. Innovative, I prayed and I proved it. I'm doing things that only most can imagine. I'm a believer, I'm an overachiever. If you got
Welcome back. Midday's with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. That right there is 100% selection out of one Nicky Valvano. You're going to have to do a better job of disguising.
When, like, wait for the hook.
Yeah. When you tell me wait for the hook.
No, that wasn't the game. That was the reason I picked that is because you mentioned Devin Hester. And Devin Hester was on an Under Armour commercial with Coach Prime back in the day. And that song was born. This was before Shazam. So I like fell down a wormhole trying to find this so that we could get this like on our like pregame like mix. So this would bump right before we'd lose 6-2 to Denison back in the 08 U of L hockey season.
That's pretty funny. Go ahead.
This texter says, sounds like you may have a BPPV issue. I've saw that or with my
is it like a plumbing thing or this,
no with my head
oh
my vertigo type stuff. He said he is an OT certified in treating it, and he would treat me for a beer at Norton Commons one time. I don't drink, but I would totally I'm totally down. Listen, and if you ever see, I go over to those restaurants all the time. I'm like, feel free to come and sit down and hang out.
Not with me.
Yeah, I know. Me, with me, yeah.
Listen, I will tip my cap from across the room.
I don't mind. I don't mind sitting there talking. Like, I enjoy it.
I don't mind. I just like acting like I'm antisocial.
I go there. I'll sit there sometimes. My guy, Court Dennison, will be over there and just hang out. It's like, it's a good time, man.
Are we talking about the corner spot?
Yeah.
Harry's?
No. Gustavo's, but we have food places. So I wasn't going to.
Right. The sound's back on.
But Nick wanted to just shout them all out, so we'll just shout all the restaurants out.
I was in Nord EC the other day.
Was you?
Yeah, I was picking up the swag from our boy.
That's
Wayne
right.
Reese.
Which I totally dropped the ball on.
No, it's all good. But that place is so pretty. It's been a minute since I'd been there.
It's beautiful back there.
And the last time I was there, it was nighttime. I was there for a Super Bowl party. I was kind of able to hide in the darkness. Mm-hmm. But it's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Families are out riding bikes and driving the little mules, cruising around and everything. And here I come in my hoopty, and I just, there were a couple little, like.
You got to like people, man. I will say, you got to like people. I do.
And I love people. And they were all friendly, but they also, I could see a little bit of like.
You felt judged?
Who's this kid?
You're not from around here.
Yeah, he's not from around here. A little bit.
We don't like your kind around here.
But that comes with energy, though. That's not the visual.
Yeah.
No. The car does not look like it belongs there.
No, but
there.
The problem
One
is,
of these things is not like it.
They
the
still
other.
Smell your energy when you come out. Like, you come out in a bucket, and it's like, okay, that dude still, that dude has 15 of those. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's what he does.
Well, I mean, okay, what? How do I get that energy then? Because I don't have 15 hoopties. I mean, I got like... got one.
You just have to believe it. You have to carry yourself with some Nordy C energy.
Hello, fellow rich white people. Tis I, waspy mofos.
No. What's happening, home dudes? When your guy's walking through the high school.
Oh, hello, fellow kids. Yeah, with the skateboard.
What am I thinking of?
Steve Buscemi.
Yes. Yeah. What movie is that?
Oh, my God. What is that? Is that
High School High?
Something like that. Hello, fellow kids.
Home dudes. Yeah. What is going on? Okay. So I'm going to let you really dissect the Kenny Payne element.
Okay.
Can I have a quick 10-second sidebar?
Yes.
10-second sidebar. Watched Never Been Kissed the other night with the missus.
Okay.
Feel free to judge. I don't care. Whatever. It was what it was. But elements of Hello Fellow Kids, you know, she's playing it older. I just got to say it. If you're built like Drew Barrymore, like, there's no reason it would take that long for you to become popular in high school. Like that, it bugged me. It bugged me that there are a lot of elements.
Where did that come from,
Steve? No, because there's you're watching the movie, and I like it.
I have no idea what he's talking about. He's way over.
She's hot. She's hot. Drew Barrymore's hot.
Did you say all that to say Drew Barrymore is?
No, but it just led to like numerous things.
No,
one,
I think nobody.
The teacher.
Nobody's getting your point. Is where we're at.
There's a million different things.
One step from creeper mode.
I'm not being creepy.
One step.
She's hot. I'm saying.
Be careful. I'm spitting over here.
No. I'm saying we were all high school kids once. You think if Drew Barrymore came in, she'd really have a hard time fitting in? Really? 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 Like, oh, to hell with all of you. To hell with all of you. The girls listening agree with me, too. But also,
The
teacher was crushing on her.
Nikki.
I remember watching that thinking that was kind of cute, but now, like, you know, I'm a little older. It's like, hey, wait a second. Like, he's falling for it before he knows she's 25.
You got to do that at the beginning of the show before we start talking about Kenny Payne and stuff like that.
All right, just forget it.
Or you got to do it at the end when we're, like, trying to stall for getting to a break time.
I still like the movie. There were numerous parts in the movie now that I've watched 10 years later. I was like, that's a little creepy. That's a little unnerving. That's really unrealistic. And
this was the best time.
I believe he said, I need 10 seconds of your time.
Yeah.
2 minutes later.
Quite honestly, this is your guys' fault because you're just fanning the flames.
Okay. Well, we might as well take it the distance and might as well double down. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And you better have the right answer. And I'm telling you, you better have the right answer. I'm going to ask you a question.
I'm nervous now.
Steve and myself had this conversation. It was unprompted, and it was this morning. You better have the right answer. Since you want to go back in the day, you want to go back to high school or whatever, okay? I'm going to ask you a question.
Right.
You better not miss.
Okay.
You're in high school. You're stopping at McDonald's for a supersized meal.
Right.
What is your order on the supersizable menu in high school?
Man.
Senior year,
man. You're saying supersize, man. We were all about the dollar menu. It was all about the double cheeseburgers. Dub cheese, as my friend would say, and I thought that was kind of weird. But no, we were double cheeseburgers, man. But if I were to go supersize, Big Mac, large fries, share the fries.
He's the worst.
How did I answer that wrong?
Texture says, tell Nick.
First off, what kind of bougie-ass high school kid is getting the value meal when you have the dollar menu?
That's what it says, nobody cares, Nick. Tell Nick to STFU.
Fair enough. All of it fair. All of that fair.
Nikki.
Someone muzzle Nikki.
Nikki. There is a menu going around. It is a 90s menu. It's not a 90s menu, and it's a count, like, you know, hip hop of the 90s. You know, this is still 2000. This is 10,000 or 2000 menu. Here's the menus and here's the prices. Big Mac meal, $2.99. You can supersize it for 39 cents. Number two meal, two cheeseburger meal, $2.99, supersize it. Quarter pounder meal is the number three meal, $2.99. McChicken meal is the number four, $2.99. McGrilled chicken classic, $3.29.
The healthy option.
Number six, double quarter pounder meal, $3.99. You could supersize it. You didn't get meals? When you were able
when I was in high school,
when you're able to supersize it.
When I was in high school, no man, like
because I'm gonna kill your father. I'm gonna have a talk with him.
If I was on daddy's dime and dad's dime, I was always either the two cheeseburger meal or the Big Mac. When I was on my own nickel, it was the quarter pounder. It was the meatiest sandwich. It was the most filling sandwich. Sometimes double quarter pounder if I was really hungry after practice. But for the vast majority of my life, like I would say 2005 to basically 2015, the play was usually just dollar menu. Like, see, the dollar menu is a game changer, and I'm not calling you old. I'm saying the dollar menu came really into fruition for my high school experience. You didn't have that in high school. So I guarantee you, what high school kid wouldn't utilize the dollar menu?
Steve, in high school, what was your go-to order?
Yes.
After school, you get to stop by McDonald's, or you're on your way home from practice, you get to stop by McDonald's. What is every real athlete's go-to menu from McDonald's in their high school formidable years? Steve, let them know.
Double quarter pounder meal.
Oh, okay, for the gains. Yeah, so I know. Okay.
It's not for the gains.
Supersized with a high C orange.
You weren't burning enough calories. You know what? Now we figure out where your athletic arc went down.
This is why I only play
you
club.
You weren't
because I didn't have high C.
If you didn't need, as a high school athlete, 8150, 93.9, somebody tell me I'm lying. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. Tell me that wasn't the lunch or dinner of champions. Double quarter pounder, high C orange. I don't want tomatoes. I don't want lettuce. I don't want any.
Onions for crunch?
No. Nobody wanted onions. No. You might keep the pickle at the most. Real athletes wanted a double quarter pounder.
Plain with cheese.
You just wanted burger, cheese, meat, fries, and fries on top of fries and high C orange. I'm telling the truth, Nikki.
I'd have two double cheeseburgers.
Bob, if you weren't making him, you failed, Nikki. If he wasn't hungry enough to eat a double quarter pounder almost after every game or workout, you get those before you get on the bus to go play Cheatham County out in the sticks. You stop by McDonald's. You get 4:45. You got to be on the bus at 5, whatever. You stop by McDonald's and you get a double quarter pounder supersized with an orange.
God. I feel like I let you guys down. I'm sorry.
Man.
Well, you did.
Jeez. Sorry, Nikki. It was terrible.
I'm already like, you ever like get in so much trouble with your parents? You're like, well, I might as well fess up to this too, because what's another 2 days? Like, I'll just get it all done. You know, the go-to when I was like younger, and I wasn't driving myself.
The nuggets.
No, it was.
For extra honey sauce.
Oh, man, you guys are about to roast my ass, man. This is about to be some waspy ass.
The nuggets, the original honey sauce was really good with the nuggets.
I still get that. Just the honey?
Yeah.
I never did the honey sauce. I had the Szechuan sauce.
It's not honey sauce. It's just honey.
Oh, just honey.
Pure honey.
Oh, okay.
Chicken nuggets.
I still, to this day.
You still have pure honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still, every time I order chicken nuggets from McDonald's, I get the honey.
Mm.
Texter says you got to get the large water, fill it up with high C. Oh, don't be like that.
Don't do that.
Somebody
said, you get the meal. The meal's cheaper than.
Somebody
said, that's true.
Big Mac supersized with the Coke.
I got that one on here, too. I got the number one.
When I was young.
I did say that.
Somebody said, when I was young, I ate the double quarter pounder supersized. I'd throw up if I tried to eat that now.
That's exactly what we're saying. Like, imagine trying to eat that now.
So I said, two double cheeseburger meal, supersized fries, drink, add on a fish filet.
Yeah, there was a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, number two. The number two.
It was just two cheeseburgers.
It was two cheeseburgers. That was usually my go-to. Cheeseburger. Yeah.
Not double cheeseburger. No. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was a two for two or something. What was a two for two?
That evolved. That was like, there was dollar menu.
It was like
menu,
two quarter for $2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, that's post dollar menu. That's like relatively recent. Like, I think that's like in the tens.
Listen, my guy Keith.
2010s.
I'm listening. My guy Keith, also, I think a fellow member of the neighborhood, says, I'm 47 and the double quarter pounder with cheese, plain, supersized Lahasi is still my go-to. 30 years to, ago.
Listen, to this day, it's like, no, that was just, like I said, maybe it was the most filling, you know, to your point, you know, it must have been the most trustworthy.
That was the go-to.
I know I won't be hungry after this. This is the one thing that I
double
know.
Rib sticking.
Somebody says, Big Mac meal, the Lahasi orange and two cheeseburgers.
So I guess the number one, and then add in a $2 menu cheeseburger to top it off.
Two McDoubles, a McChicken large fry with a Dr. Pepper all day. Yeah.
I had a Dr. Pepper face, too.
St. X kids didn't eat McDonald's. Hardee's was right across the street. Fair enough.
Okay, by the way, our boy Janky and your boy on Twitter, the guy gave us that sweet hat, he's been doing that chicken sandwich competition. The missus and I went to Jagger's last night. Great chicken sandwich, but he had Hardee's as like a sleeper, and Pops got the Hardee's chicken sandwich. That was the best one he's ever had. I've never had it.
I wouldn't challenge it. Hardee's had like a Frisco burger or something, like a double Frisco burger. That's the only thing I would go out of my way to do. I don't know how we went down this road so deep, but it was
Nick.
Number 10 now is the number two at McDonald's. It wasn't a McDonald's until I had my own job. That's funny. The high C orange mixed with Sprite. No, I didn't hear that one. Oh, Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
All right, Marcus, Steve. All right, I'm not going to be on for long. I just wanted to say, my best friend, you're going to think this is so weird, but he gets 20 nuggets from McDonald's. But instead of a regular dipping sauce like barbecue or honey mustard or whatever, he gets caramel.
Interesting. Interesting.
Look, he says it's really
go
good.
Go on.
Yes. I'm listening.
Every time he gets it, I'm like, he says it's really good. I've never tried it myself, but hey, if he likes it,
wait. It's your best friend and he's never convinced you to try it, then that's not your best friend.
No, dude. All right. Chicken and caramel, like, really?
You would have had
like,
to.
I mean,
sweet and salty, man. Come on.
I'm picky. I'm just saying, I'm picky. I don't mess with, you know, that, but...
Wait a minute. You're not the type to dip You won't dip your Frosty fries or your fries
right,
in your Frosty?
I will do fries and Frosty.
That's not fair, though. That's a different...
it's chicken and caramel. Like fries and Frosty is different. Chicken and caramel...
It's worth a shot.
I was going to say, how much different is it? I mean, it's sweet and salty / savory. Come on, man.
No,
I don't know.
Appreciate
it. Hey, y'all have a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Texter says, my high school point guard DJO and I had a fallout over McDonald's trips. He would blaze first, and I was always told him he was throwing away his talent smoking weed, and he told me I was throwing away my 6'9" frame. I guess eating McDonald's. Years later, he got kicked out of an Italian league for smoking weed, but made 30 mil playing for the Saskatchewan Blue Whales, so I guess he won. Fair enough.
yeah. Blaze away then.
Good.
Don't blaze away. It's a bad thing.
I know.
Bad blazing.
The move for me in high school was a Baconator meal with sweet tea. Yeah, dude. I just
Baconator?
Yeah.
No, just plain substance, meat and cheese. Yeah. That's the only way to be a savage. Straight up meat and cheese. Now you want flavors. Now you like the taste and the other things. Oh, just the double quarter pounder. Never failed. That got so many kids through. What about those prices? $3.99 for a double quarter pounder supersized meal. And I used to drink that high C all the way down. I never left it. Never left any leftovers. Fries all the way down. You know, listen, Steve, Gibbs used to get pissed at me because I ate my fries. I just ate my fries like a drink.
Yeah. 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 Just.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't do it on camera.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you do it? Was it a large fry? Was he like. Would you tap the bottom of the fries? Like.
Midday's with Marcus Maven on
the nose. The sounds of
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Body Armor Edge is sports hydration with a boost of caffeine. With 100 milligrams of caffeine and 1,000 milligrams of electrolytes, Body Armor Edge is boosted hydration for today's athlete. Get your Body Armor Edge today at your local Kroger.